excited to be with you this morning. I want to get right into the Word. I don't want to keep you. I want to get in here. I want to give you a word that God has for you. I've been so excited to get back here and share this with you. I want to start, first of all, if you've got either on your phone, tablets, Bibles, go ahead and turn to 2 Timothy. I want you to just get to 2 Timothy while I'm talking. If you can't turn to 2 Timothy and listen to me talk at the same time, stop turning. No, I'm just kidding. I want to start off by saying this. This is a couple of conversations I've had the past few weeks, and this was just on my heart so strong, and I said, I'm going to take this to North Webster. This is what God wants you to hear. I was with a Christian brother just recently, and we were talking. It was a deep conversation. I won't bore you with everything that we were going into, but we were just talking about conversion and about what God's done in his life and in my life. And we were talking about how, about other brothers and sisters and just watching them grow in the Lord. Because you know, again, if you've accepted Christ, you're on a journey, amen? I mean, you're a new child. I don't care where you're at this morning in age. If you've accepted Christ, you're on a journey. And you're trying to find your way and you're walking this. And he and I were just talking about that. And he said, you know, when I came to know Christ at around 19 years old, he goes, man, it just radically changed my life. And he just began to share with me. And he said, there were just some things I gave up just like that. I got up from the altar and I was just changed. And I said, amen, brother, I was the same way. I think I shared this last time I was here. I was 18 when I came to know the Lord. And he just changed me. From the moment I got up, sister, from that altar, I was a changed person. Now I was growing and I was learning. I didn't get up from the altar and go, wow, I got it all. Give me the mic. Let me start preaching. But I was on a journey. Well, this brother was just telling me. He said, you know, I watched some of our Christian brothers and sisters, and we began to talking and seeing some of their struggles and what they're going through. And he goes, you know, but I remember that was me. But I remember how God walked me through those things to where I'm at now. Now, this is an older Christian brother now, but he was just remembering his journey with God. But he was just so excited about what God can do in a life and has still done in his. Now, that was conversation one. Conversation two was with a lost young lady. And we were sitting around talking, and she said, I've got a question for you. Now, I'm going to preach this morning, okay? This is real. This is conversations that happen. But she said, Clay, I've got a question for you. I'm battling and I need answers. Great young woman, wants the Lord, wants to know God. But said, I've got my eyes on these two friends. These are someone that I know. Two friends, and I'm going to throw this out there this morning, that have backslidden away from God. One gentleman left his wife, left his family. Other young lady is now divorced. They're together. They're not married. They're left. She goes, but now, ever since that's happened, and everyone knows that this has happened, and what's going on, but every Sunday I look at their social network, and they're taking selfies, and they're on their way to worship, and they're on their way to church. And she said, I'm confused. She said, I'm confused. Is that right? Again, this was a long conversation. I spoke with her about it. I tried to give her wisdom. Try not to condone. But here was someone that was lost in the world and was saying this question to me. What's happened to Jesus? This was a lost young woman. What's happened to you? Wanting to know God, but said this, Sister Daphne, to me, if that's what it's all about, I'm already living that life. Listen, you hear that? If that's what it's all about, brother, I'm already there. And so she was confused. Well, this is what I want to talk to the church about this morning. If you're in 2 Timothy, I want you to know something real quick, and I told this to this young lady. This is nothing new. This isn't 21st century religion. This isn't 21st century church. This has been going on since back in the early church. Amen? And it will be as long as there's flesh. I know I said it the last time I was here because Sister Daphne was teaching Sunday school, so obviously I had to have bragged on her. I'm sure I did. But she said it this morning, and we had some great answers during Sunday school. why we do certain things and how we do certain. And it's because we're in the flesh and we try to live in the flesh and we want what we want. Well, this is what we're going to talk about this morning. 2 Timothy. Chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. Chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. For the time will come, listen to me, when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit your own desires. I'm talking now to you. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths. Did you hear that? Does that sound like today? Does that sound like maybe that couple I described just a few moments ago? Well, come on, let me tell you. Do you know where this is Bible? This was Timothy warning the early church. So it's been going on since the beginning of this walk. But since this time that Christ came, this has been a problem. But God's here to tell you today, you need to open your eyes. You need to open your ears and hear the truth. What's happened to Jesus? What's happened to relationships with the Lord? North Webster, I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. You can turn on the TV. You can see it. You can see it through ministries and other ministries. You can see people living lives bound in sin. What's happened to Jesus? Too many people are walking around today, in this preacher's opinion, walking around with the title Child of God. And that's all it is. It's a title. Child of God. Let me tell you, there's more than just a title when you call yourself a child of God. Amen? A child of God who's had a relationship, who's come in and met Jesus, just as I talked about in that first conversation that gentleman was talking about, will learn to despise sin, sister. We'll want to please Jesus. That's our desire. That's what we want to do when we have a relationship with Jesus. The problem is, just as Timothy just said, we're getting to that point where, well, I don't want that. I just want something to itch, scratch my itchy ears. Make me feel good. Pat me on the back and send me out and make me feel good. What's happened to Jesus? Child of God, it's more than just a title. Write this down. A child of God, if you're taking notes, number one is broken over sin. Amen. Did we not learn about that again just this morning in Sunday school? If you fall, what happens? Your heart's broken because you failed God. You feel it. You feel that in it, and it just breaks you, and it brings you back to repentance, and it brings you back to God saying, I'm sorry I failed, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to try again. And if I fail on this journey, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go again. Amen? A child of God is broken over sin. A child of God is not trapped in sin. Listen to me. Come on, I got two amens out of that. A child of God is not trapped in their sin. You don't get up and wear that title proud. Fornicator. Adulterer. Child of God. No. Come on. You stand up and you say, I made a mistake and I'm turning from it and I'm coming back to God and I'm going to do what pleases Him. That's what a child of God does. It got awfully quiet in here. Can I keep preaching for a little while longer? Come on now. Come on. When you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, a true relationship with Jesus Christ, your desire is going to be to please Him in every area of your life. Well, Brother Clay, I'm not there yet. Listen to me. I told you, this is a journey. Come on, I love that we're born again, that we're new creatures in Christ, and we're walking along, and we're learning, and we're learning. And if we fail, we get back up. But we don't stay where we fall, amen? You don't have to live there. You can pull up and let the Holy Spirit guide you back to where you need to be, amen? Too many, just want a pat on the back and say, but you're doing good. Live in it. If we are saved through faith, through grace and faith, well, then our fruit is going to show something different in our lives. Come on. If I've been saved, if I've been changed, if I'm confessing a relationship with Jesus, if this guy right here up in front of you is confessing a relationship with Jesus Christ, you better be seeing something different. And the same thing goes for every one of you sitting in here today. Make a profession. Say, I've accepted Christ. Put that title on that says, Child of God. But then let me see something in your life. Come on. There are too many walking around right now, and let me just tell you, too many walking around saying, I've done it, I've met Jesus, and you see nothing different. You see no conviction in their lives. You see no turning from sin. In fact, you see running more into sin, and we need to warn people about that. That's not right, church. I don't care that it's 21st century. That's not right. If that's right, then what happened to Jesus? What happened to Jesus? See, sister, I didn't know it had changed. Come on, church. Acting religious. I've got a lot of friends who act religious. Hey, they get up and go to church. They might go, hey, come on, assemblies. I got some friends out there that probably go to church more than you guys do. Come on. They act religious. They go to Bible studies. Did I tell you last time I was here about the new Bible study going around Shreveport? I hadn't got invited into it yet, but it's BYOB. Bring your own Bibles and booze. Oh, it's a big thing going around now. You come in, and I met the young man who was leading it. And he said, man, we have some exciting times. And I said, I bet you do. But it's a new Bible study. Just bring it in. They just sit around and they get into the Word and they just drink all night and get into the Word. Listen, God's not revealed that to me. Come on. And you laugh. I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's big. There's an actual title for it in Shreveport right now. And I've got a good friend, a co-worker, who attends it. He attended it. He's very religious. Acting religious, acting churchy, will not make you holy. The only thing that's going to change your life today is a true relationship with Jesus Christ. Come on. You can go to all these Bible studies you want. You can sit up here and be a part of the worship band. It won't change your life. You can play that piano, sister, as long as you... This piano's not going to do a thing for you. Amen? It's a tool to be used. And glory to the worship band and the teachers and the technical booth. But guess what? None of that will change your life. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:7-9. Hebrews 13:7-9. You can turn to it, write it down, and go to it. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Now listen here. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Come on, say it with me. Today and forever. Do not... And a lot of times we stop right there. Verse 9, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. I shared this on some social network a couple of weeks ago, and it says this. I want to read it word for word. Many people refrain from talking about repentance, holiness, being born again, because it's convicting and it doesn't draw a crowd. But we can't life coach or motivate people out of sin and into salvation. We need to go back to preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. You hear what I said? Many people, and when I wrote that, I'm talking about preachers. Many preachers refrain from teaching about holiness, conviction, repentance, because that doesn't draw a crowd. Now, come on, listen. Human nature is this. I want you to like me. Amen? Hey, when I got up this morning on about my third cup of coffee, I got to have three. Got to have three. Big cup of coffee. Yeah. But my prayer is always this. Wherever I go, whatever I preach, I want to bring the word. Okay? I want to bring the word. I want to give you what the best that I've got for God. I want to give God the best that I've got for him. Amen? But I want to do it in love. And let's be honest here. I want you to like me. I'd like to come back again. But there's a line. I've got to preach the word. I've got to preach the truth. And isn't that what you came to hear? Isn't that what you want to hear? I hope so. I hope so. But many people refrain from that because it doesn't draw a crowd. It doesn't pack the house. And if we were to refrain from that, then yes, that friend of mine that I know well that left his wife for this other person, there are places he can go right now this Sunday morning, and I'm sure he's there, and he feels great about himself. Right? Preacher just says, hey, you're just on a journey. Just keep right on going. Lord, help us. I can't preach that. We've got to get back to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on. Because Jesus and Jesus alone is what's going to make a difference in people's lives. Folks, there's heaven to gain. There's hell to shun. Amen? We talked about it already this morning. Sometimes we get so caught up in just wanting to preach about what's going on here, what's going on now, what we're facing here, what we're facing now. Listen, there's eternity that's going to happen for every soul in this house this morning. And you need to know that. You need to hear that. You need to hear that you have a choice to make. And then it's up to you. And if I've preached that word, I can walk out of here and say they might not invite me back, but now they know, and brother, it was his choice. But what's happened to Jesus? That broke my heart. I wish you could have been sitting there when that girl looked at me, and she goes, but so what's happened to Jesus? Now there's somebody that doesn't know the Lord. But looking around and watching the church, watching the people that are playing church, and saying, I've already got that, but I want something more. It sounds like I'm condemning so many people. I have that friend of mine that has lost his way. I love him. Come on. I love him. And I'm praying that he finds his way back. Both of them. I know both couples very well. Have my whole life. I love them. I'm not condemning anyone. Man, I want them to know the Lord and turn around. I love you guys this morning. But it's time to stop playing church, time to stop playing religion, and get back to having a true conversion through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on. And let me tell you right now, church, it sounds like I'm saying that the whole world is lost. There are people out there that are hungry for God. There are people that are wanting to know him, just like you've known him, just like you've met him. There are people wanting to see that. Whatever happened to Jesus? Romans 10, 13, and 18. I love this. I just had to throw this in. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Can you say amen? Amen. That's not changed. But how shall they call upon the name of him if they believe in, if they've not heard? They got to hear about Jesus. I had to hear about Jesus. I didn't know about Jesus. Someone had to preach it. Someone had to tell me. Someone had to tell me the truth. Someone had to quit patting me on the back at 18 saying, you're going to be all right. Someone had to look me in the eye and say, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Haven't heard about that. I thought I was all right. Someone had to talk. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet, yeah, of those who bring glad tidings of good things. However, they did not all heed the glad tidings. Now wait, let's go back. Let's go back. They need to hear Jesus. Someone's got to go. Someone's got to tell them about Jesus. Amen? But then they did not all heed the word. So it sounds like I'm just talking about the preacher up here, right? Those that stand up here that you give a mic to, or those that teach your Sunday school or small groups. Listen, you've got responsibility. You hear me? You've got responsibility. Church, this side, you've got responsibility. Don't look over here. Back row. I don't know either. I mean, nothing happened on the back row. The altar's up front. Anyhow, that's another story. Right? I mean, come on. Amen. Let's have fun. There's family in here. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it a million times. When you get convicted and the Holy Spirit moves and you got to go to the altar, if you're right here, it's a lot closer. When you're way back here in the back, it's a long walk to the altar. Amen? Come on. Then you got to get up and do that walk of shame all the way down front, and everybody's looking at. If you're right here and you jump up, guess what they think? You're just praying for somebody. I'm telling you, it's the truth. It's happened all over. Daphne jumps up and prays from right here. Sister's praying for somebody. You go three rows back. Oh, he's convicted. The Holy Spirit got a hold of them. That I'm just sharing as a preacher. Just sharing as a preacher. That's the truth. You know, surely the front row doesn't have anything to be convicted about, right, brother? So you just come down and pray. Back row, ooh, I don't know what's been going on in their lives. Hey, let's have fun, right? If you're saved this morning, if you know and you've had that conversion in God, you get excited. You've got something to be excited about. You come into the house of God expecting. You come in and lean into the Word. You hear what God's got for you. And I don't care if you're on the front row. I don't care if you're on the back row. I don't care if you're in the tech booth. If the Holy Spirit falls and moves on you, you get up out of your seat. You do what He tells you to do. If you got to get to the altar, you get to the altar. Amen? Hey, I told you now, there's a time this preacher was sitting there, and I reached over and grabbed another preacher. And I said, brother, got to pray. And he said, let's go. I needed a prayer partner. There was nobody at the altar. I said, this preacher needs to pray. He said, let's go. And boy, we were down there just a-praying. Where are these at? It's some good-looking carpet up here, North Webster. Good-looking carpet. Can't we replace it if we wear it out? Come on. Get up here and wear this carpet out and pray. Church, don't stop praying. Don't stop being excited. Don't stop growing and getting to know the Lord. Look, see, I got one excited, one with the pen taking notes right here. Hands in the air, worshiping, praying, smiling, laughing. Amen. Whatever you got to say, sister. Something else I shared just a few weeks back. This is not mine. This is not original, but I love this. America's fat on religion, but starving for the truth. Doesn't matter how many church buildings we have. Doesn't matter how many Christian schools we attend. Head knowledge doesn't mean heart change. Come on. It's not a matter of knowing of Jesus. It's a matter of knowing Jesus. So going back to the question. Oh, no, I forgot my watch. Oh, never mind. I see you got it up here. I was about to say I'm going to go. But I love that. America's fat on religion, but starving for the truth. So I'm going to go back to the question that the young lady asked me. So what's happened to Jesus? Whatever happened to Jesus? You ready for the answer? Nothing's happened to my Jesus. He's alive and well this morning. I believe this morning that my Jesus is in this place. I believe that my Jesus is meeting people in churches all over America today. I believe that those that want to know the truth will heed the truth like we just read. I believe that there are preachers that are preaching the word. Just as many as that are up there patting on the back, there's another preacher on the corner telling somebody to repent and come to know Jesus. Nothing's happened to my Jesus. My Jesus is alive and well. You sang the songs this morning. Your songs were, I need healing, I believe. Amen? You sang songs about knowing Jesus. Do you really believe that, or is it just a song? I'm going to ask you this morning. Do you believe it? It's up to you. It's up to you to heed the call. It's up to you to heed the warning. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? I'm going to tell you right now this morning, like I told that young lady, what's happened to Jesus? Nothing's happened to my Jesus. If she'll take her eyes off of that couple that's backslidden and just put her eyes on God, He'll make the change in her life. Don't worry about that other couple. Pray for them. Love them. Hope that they come back, sister. But I'm asking you this morning, while you're worrying about America, where are your convictions at? Where are your relationship with God? It's time to look inside this morning before we start pointing fingers anywhere else. Nothing's happened to my Jesus. He's alive and well this morning. We believe. We just made a statement. Sister Destiny just said it a few weeks ago. We believe that God can put families back together if families just turn to God. We believe that God can heal marriages if marriages will just turn back to God. We believe that God can break addictions if people will just give their addictions over to God. Amen? I believe that God can set you free this morning if you will just believe and receive it. Nothing's happened to my Jesus. He's alive and well this morning. You need healing. You need a touch in your body. My God's alive this morning. So that was the answer that I gave her. Nothing's happened to my Jesus. Just get your eyes off of people. Get your eyes off of religion. And just put your eyes on God. It's your walk. It's not their walk. It's not His walk. It's my walk. And I've got to walk with Him. I've got to talk with Him. I've got to have a relationship with God. Amen. Come on now. I wish I had time again to go one-on-one with everyone in this place and say, well, what is your relationship with God? Well, my mama, I don't want to hear about your mama. What's your relationship with God? Well, my wife, I don't want to hear about your wife. What's your, men, I'm not worried about your wife or your girlfriend. Be men of God, stand up and be leaders. You get on your knees. You get humble. You start praying. You start fasting. Be the leaders God called you to be. Amen? Well, but my husband, I don't care what your husband's doing. Women of God, you be the women of God you were called to be. Amen. You get into the Word. You get into the Bible studies. It's up to you. Because you see, nothing's happened to my Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And His blood still working today. Amen. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not religion, not attending this church, not coming to Shreveport, not attending that BYOB Bible study. You can go there all you want. The only thing that's going to save a soul is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hitting your knees, repenting of your sins, and turning away from those sins and letting the Holy Spirit lead you. Amen. How are you today, church? Again, we got a good crowd this morning. A great crowd, yes. Amen. Oh, gave me the fist bump, the air fist bump. She just gave me the air fist bump like this. I'm going to preach for 10 more minutes after that. Mama grabbed her hands and pulled them down. Where two or three are gathered, that's all I need. But when you have a crowd like this, I'm going to tell you right now. Here we go. Let's finish up. Let me throw some conviction out on you. When you have a crowd like this, what you have is you have some of the solidest. Is that a word? Solidest. Yeah. It's in the scriptures, guys. Look it up. No, it's not. You've got some that are standing firm on the word. Scripture said, look at your leaders. Look at the ones who preached it. Imitate their lives. You've got some of those in here right now. I'm going to encourage you. You keep on. When you look around, you say, well, things aren't happening. Get your eyes off people, just like I told that young girl. You put your eyes back on God. Amen. You're in here this morning and you're solid, but you just had questions. Get your eyes back on God. You keep walking. You keep just planting the seed. We're going to sow a harvest. There's going to be a harvest coming. You watch. You stay firm. There's some of you that have been walking with God, but you've just put him on the back burner. Whatever reason, life's come in and just taking your legs out from under you. You haven't backslidden. You hadn't gotten away from God. But some of you have just gotten so cold and so indifferent. You know what you want to do? Can I say it? You want to come in here on Sunday, sit in your seat, and then go home and don't be bothered with anything. Come on. You don't want to look around. You don't see things. You don't see the miracles. You don't see God work. I'm here to tell you this morning, for if that's you this morning, you need to light a fire back in you. You need a fire back in you this morning. You need to hit your knees and tell God, I'm sorry for whatever brought me to this place, but I'm ready to come back, and I'm ready to get up on the front row, and I'm ready to lead. I'm ready to go out, and I'm ready to teach and preach and show people about Jesus. And then there's always going to be somebody that walked in and heard me preaching. Maybe I got too loud. Maybe I get excited about Jesus. I'm sorry. If you knew where he brought me from. But when I look around and I keep making eye contact, you know what I know? Somebody here today has not even made a commitment to Jesus. You've heard about him. You've come. You've got drugged to church. But you never have made a commitment to Jesus. What reason it is, I don't know. Maybe you've put your eyes on other people and said, but you see, Brother Clay, I'm watching and it's not. Let me tell you, get your eyes off people. It is real. You know what? Put your eyes right here. Oh, do I have it all figured out? No, that's why I want you to put your eyes right here. I've been walking with the Lord for a long time now. Boy, he changed my life. And I've had these right here. Right? Come on. Come on. Look, look, everybody in the church. Amen. But I just keep walking and getting closer. That's what I have to offer you today. I want you to get your eyes off the world, off your friends. Well, that television preacher, I don't care about the television preacher. Well, that guy that works with me, I don't care about the guy or girl that works with you that confesses that aren't walking. She looked at me and said, whatever happened to Jesus? I'm telling you the same thing I told her. There's nothing's happened to Jesus. He's alive and well. He's changing lives right now this Sunday morning all over this nation, all over the world, for those that will heed him, those that will listen and come. You don't have to be religious. You don't have to go put a Jesus necklace on or a wristband. You don't have to do any of that. It's just going to end up being a relationship between you and the Lord. I want you to stand with me right now. And sister, if I could, just a little music at the piano. Now, North Webster, listen to me this morning. Thank you for letting me have fun. Thank you for letting me joke with you. Thank you for letting me bring the word. But let's not. Several of you came down when we had prayer earlier. Let's not leave this place without all hearts being satisfied. Amen. Three groups I named this morning. If you're solid in the Lord this morning, then you know what you need to be doing. You need to be praying right now. You need to be praying right now. Praying that the Holy Spirit falls. Praying that the Holy Spirit meets somebody this morning. Praying that the Holy Spirit, before we close these doors and walk out, that the Holy Spirit will touch at least one life and chains will be broken this morning. If you believe this morning that Jesus is still able to break chains, still able to bring a change into a life, to set people free from sin, set people free from addiction, you need to be praying this morning. If you're prayed up, then you need to be praying this morning. If you've been coming to church, if you've been following God, but you've gotten cold, we need you back. We need you back in the army. I need you this morning. I need you this morning. I need you on my side. I need soldiers. If life's come in and knocked your feet out from under you, then don't leave this place this morning without getting it right. We'll come right here, man. We'll stay here and pray. You know how many altars I've knelt at in my walk with God? Do not be ashamed. I've ran down to altars and just prayed and had brothers and sisters lay their hands on me. Hey, we're a family. We're in a battle. You need prayer? I'm right here. I won't leave till they kick me out. You need prayer this morning? When we start praying, I want you to come forward. If you've never...
Thanks for listening today. We hope you were encouraged by the Word of God. If you would like more information on North Webster Community Church or any of our other ministries, you can find us online at www.agspringhill.com.